Welcome, Lindenwood. How's everyone doing today? Just kidding. I'm not going to lie, that's probably my favorite pump-up music. Non-royalty-free, or royalty-free, whatever.
I like it.
You like it? That's good. Roarcast followers, I have some news. So when we first started this podcast, Devin Hunt was our host. And then he graduated, sadly. We miss you, Dev. He's still alive. He just graduated. Then we had Alexia, who is so busy and living her best life that we have a new co-host with us this semester. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Lions. This is Justin Barton, director for first year programs here.
My
at
boss.
The Lou.
The Lou?
The Lou.
No.
L-U.
No.
Lindenwood University.
We're not calling it the Lou.
You can even do like L-U. Like.
No. That sounds like the bathroom.
Doing a hand signal.
Like I'm going to L-U. The Lou. It's so British. I'm going to the Lou. There's a scene in Gilmore Girls where like this super beautiful girl who works with Logan.
I don't know who you're talking about, and I've never seen Gilmore Girls.
Okay. My goal is that by the end of my employment, you will have watched at least one episode of Gilmore Girls. I'll choose it. We're going to do the
Can't wait.
Family dinner fight. It is the best episode to ever exist.
Deal.
It's awesome. All right. So the LU Shade Room quote of the week. We've decided that we want to sponsor and showcase this wonderful platform. So the LU Shade Room comment of the week is from a student. It says, LU senior here. Dear freshmen / new athletes, some of you will be mentally overwhelmed this semester. Please utilize the counseling center located at Evans Commons. The staff there are amazing. You are not alone. Go Lions! So this semester and every semester can be hard for a lot of students, especially when it comes to time management.
Yeah, true statement. I mean, the months of January and February anyway are really, really hard because we're like in the heart of winter. So the colder it is, the harder it is to get motivated. Mm-hmm. But it's also really easy to procrastinate because you don't want to go anywhere or do anything. So hello, social media. Hello, video games. Hello, Netflix. All that stuff can get in your way. The TikTok. Yeah.
Did you hear TikTok? Did you hear TikTok got banned in Texas, like at a university in Texas, and Austin, and all these places?
Well, you know, Texas wants to always be its own entity anyway, so it's just going to start there.
I know. We're talking about it in my business law class.
It's eventually going to happen across the entire country.
Yeah, my business, we have to do, in business law, we have to bring up cases that have to do with politics, or not politics, but law. Turns out everything has to do with law, even entertainment. Anywho, we were talking about that, and he was like, why is it that we have society accepted that TikTok tracks our information? And I commented and said, well, if you really think about it, pretty much everything we do online is tracked. So TikTok isn't that much different, except the entity that tracks the information.
Well, and here's the deal. All of our information is being tracked. If you've got a smartphone, mm-hmm. if you've got a smartwatch, mm-hmm. if you've got a computer, mm-hmm. if you're on technology, unless you are 100% off the grid, mm-hmm. friend, you're being tracked right now.
And this is not conspiracy. It's fact.
This is fact.
You can Google it yourself.
And if it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
Didn't Abraham Lincoln say that?
Yeah, nope, but maybe.
Absolutely. He said everything on the internet is true.
4 score and 7 websites ago.
Oh my gosh, that'd be such a funny t-shirt. I wonder how much I could sell it for. I'll knit a sweater.
My gosh. Wait,
no, I cross-stitch. I can cross-stitch that quote for you as a graduation gift.
Please don't.
For your doctorate. Is 4 score and 7 websites ago. That's your gift for earning your doctorate.
So time management, right? Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes.
You want to know my philosophy on it?
Yeah, because yours is probably more healthy than mine is.
Let's hear yours first, and then I'll give you a healthy dose.
All right. So first we're going to talk about mine.
All right, let's go.
My time management is awful in the sense that I overbook myself. Do I get the stuff done? Yeah. But just to give the audience an idea of what my schedule looks like, today, Thursday, the 19th, I have work from 8 a.m. to 9:30. I woke up at 6 to get ready. From 9:30 to 11:45, 45 or 9:30 to 10:45, I have class. From 11 to 12:15, I have class. From 12:30 to 1:30, I have the podcast. 1:30 to 2:30, I have a meeting with my advisor. 2:30 to 3:30, I have an interview for a job. And then I have a 30-minute break. And then I have a meeting with another advisor from 4 to 5. I get a 30-minute break, and then I have yoga. And that is pretty much my daily things I have to do.
Oh, at least you fit some yoga in there. Like, namaste. Like, exclamation point on the crazy day.
I might not go. I have a lot of stuff on my to-do list today.
You need the yoga.
I know.
Go to the yoga.
I will go to yoga.
Center your chi. Ground yourself. Well, you'll feel better.
It gives me a chance not to look at my phone because I swear I get like 20 emails every minute.
So the real question is, how do you get all this done? Like, what do you do? What helps you out? What keeps you on track?
I have a diary kind of like book that I put every week my to-do list. And I put due dates that I abide to. And sometimes that means reading a book at 3 o'clock in the morning because it's on my to-do list. I also have to remind myself, because I get super hyper-focused on things, that things don't have to be perfect. And as long as it's done, and it's done well, not perfectly, but well, I will turn it in. One of the things my mom and I talked about this winter break was, last semester, my priorities were not where they needed to be. My school, my theater, my work, my clubs were way above my mental health and physical health. But this semester, I'm trying to remind myself and go to yoga and do my workouts and take care of myself as my number one goal, then school, then work, theater, organizations. And having that clear line of what's the most important has been helping me. And it changes day to day because, like, today I'm going to go to yoga. Do I want to, and do I have a lot of stuff to do for school? Absolutely. But do I have to go? Yes. But time management is hard, and it is not something that you will ever be perfect at. You will fail, but the best thing you can do is keep trying.
Well, and I think, you know, it's trial and error with time management. You got to figure out what works well for you, and mm-hmm. having schedules, I think, is really, really important. You want to do an object lesson?
What's an object lesson?
All right. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you $86,400. Okay.
Okay.
So right now you have $86,400 and you can spend that any way you want to.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. The only restriction is that you can't bank any of that money. So you have to use every single penny, otherwise you lose it.
Okay.
$86,400.
Okay.
How are you going to spend your $86,400?
Hold on, I have to get a calculator. $86,400. All right. So I have a car, so I don't have to worry about that. But let's talk about gas. We'll put $2,000 for gas. Okay. Well, inflation, you know. Let's see. What am I doing with this money? Like, is there any point?
I don't know. But the cool thing is that you get $86,400 tomorrow.
Oh.
But you got to spend all of your money today.
Okay. Then I'm going to spend... Oh, then I don't need $2,000 in gas? Silly me. I'm silly. Anyhoozle. Then I will spend... Can I invest?
You can't invest. You just gotta spend it.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'm gonna spend $40,000 on a Lexus hybrid. Actually, no. There's now a Lexus. Yeah, I'll do a hybrid. Never mind. So $40,000 on a Lexus hybrid, which gives me $44,400. So then with the $44,000, I'm going to spend $2,500 on a new MacBook, okay? Because my MacBook is just struggling right now because of all the data I'm running. I'm going to buy myself I'm going to pay off some of my I have taxes, but not that much. I'm going to spend some of that on tuition, because tuition is high. So I think I'm like 12,000 out. We'll just put 20,000 in my. So then I have 21,000 and I can't invest. You know, I'm going to give the rest to my mother. We're working on rebuilding our house. And I think my mother and my granny deserve some. So 10,000 is going to mom and 10,000 is going to granny.
All right. So you spent it on tuition,
a car, a computer, and my family.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. You ready for it?
Yep.
This object lesson has nothing to do with money. In one day, you get 86,400 seconds in that day.
I knew that.
Right? So as often as possible, you should consider spending time on things that are important to you and be careful with your time as if you had that $86,400. Now you have 1,440 minutes in one day. Right?
Yeah.
The thing is, you have $86,400 in your day.
You do as well.
Seconds in your day, and so do I. So let's think about this from a perspective of not time management, but priority management.
Okay.
So don't worry so much about the amount of time that you have in a day. Worry about what is priority in your life that you need to get done in that time that you have. And how will you prioritize what needs to happen?
Interesting. It's funny. Today during class, we were talking about sleep because someone asked me, she asks me this every time she sees me. She says, Lauren, how much have you slept today? And I told her, I said, well, less than 6 hours, but you know, effort. And she's like, I'm going to kill you. And I was like, I'm aware. Anyhoozle, we had a conversation about how our lives would be so much easier if we didn't have to sleep, eat, or drink, or go to the bathroom. Like, you know, those essentials for life.
Boring. I love that stuff.
Sleeping?
Sleeping, good. Eating, even better.
Fine. Okay, we can go eat. But, like, sleep.
Waste disposal, not so much.
Like, but we could just live our life so much easier if we didn't have to sleep. But even though that's not possible.
You'd be the ultimate soldier.
I know.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to, you know.
Do?
Develop.
I know. If I could, I would. But I do like this idea that, like, it's based on the priorities. Like, I feel like oftentimes I'm obsessed with getting stuff done and just going through the day time and time again based on my appointments. Like, I have work. Okay, this is when work is done. This is when classes are done. This is, but I'm not fully in the things I'm a part of. Like, my meeting with my advisor, I'm going to be as much as I can in that space. But my brain is like, okay, what's the next thing I have to do? What's the next thing I have to do? So I'm not giving my all to those meetings because my brain is constantly worried about what's next.
Yeah, I get that. And I think it is. It's when you're looking at your schedule throughout the week, right? You're often looking at your schedule about the amount of time that things are taking up.
Yeah, it makes me cry.
Right? So, but if you stop and look at it from the perspective of your priorities and the priorities and when they need to be fit into your schedule.
Yeah.
You might feel a little bit better about it. Now, there are certain things that happen within our daily or in our weekly lives that are concrete. They're going to be there because they have to be there.
Like class.
Class time, right?
Work.
Work time. And sometimes that's flexible, right? Class time is not flexible.
No.
Like, that happens when it happens and you've got to make that a priority.
Yeah.
Right? But let's take, meeting with your advisor, for example. Important?
Yes.
In this moment in time when you've got everything else going on, is it a priority to meet with them?
No.
And that could be yes or it could be no.
This meeting with my advisor right now was something I wanted to do, but I realize as of right now that it would have been a lot more beneficial if I moved it to next week. Because today it's just back to back to back. And like I have a general idea of what we need to talk about, but I wish I was a little bit more prepared.
So it's still time to push that back.
Yeah. And it's just not needed like right now.
Right? So you're taking a look at your schedule. Yoga, right?
That's a priority because it has to be.
And that's a good example of when we also look at our schedules and we have all of the stuff lined out that we need to do, mm-hmm. how often do we make ourselves a priority?
Yeah.
So back to your friend saying, hey, Lauren, how much time are you sleeping? Mm-hmm. Is her saying, hey, Lauren, are you making yourself a priority?
Yeah. And well, the thing is about my thing is I hate being rushed in the morning. Like that's something I just hate. And so waking up at 6 a.m. has been helping me in the morning feel a lot better. Like I am at work before you are, mostly because you, even though you sleep, wake up earlier than I do, you have like life and kids and you don't live on campus. But still, I'm up at 6 and I'm doing my workouts or I'm doing, you know, watching TV, kind of waking myself up. But I definitely think I have to get that sleep. And my therapist tells me every single time she sees me, she's like, for the love, sleep more. And I'm like, I know, you're like a broken record at this point. She's like, yep.
And I think sleep's a hard thing, though.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to prioritize, and it's a hard thing to force to happen.
Yeah, you can't. That's the thing. My brain won't let me, like, force to fall asleep. Like, if my brain is constantly worried, I'm not sleeping. And that's something I can't control at this point.
I mean, I'm the same way. Like, I probably wake up every morning at 3:45, like clockwork. And then it takes me an hour or more to go back to sleep. And then 30 minutes later, the alarm's going off and it's time to get up.
Yeah. Right?
Get two kids out the door. My wife's leaving to go to her job. I'm leaving to go to mine.
Making breakfast, making lunch.
Breakfast, feeding the dogs, giving them their meds, you know, all the stuff and just getting ready to go. So it's hard to prioritize sleep.
Yes.
It's making time to go to sleep and to say, yes, it's a priority. But to actually, I would love to have a solid night's sleep from the minute I go to bed. And I I'm not a night person. I've never been a night person. So I'm usually in bed before 10:30.
I'm a night person.
But I'll wake up at, like I said, 3:45, 3:30. And it's hard.
Yeah. So. I'm constantly told, like, whenever I talk about my sleep, they're like, you should try melatonin. And I tell them, I was like, melatonin makes me have vivid dreams and like scream in my sleep. I'm fairly confident melatonin is not the move. Because if I scream in my sleep, my roommates will think it is a bloody murder scene, run into the room, and I'll be dead asleep.
So sleep's hard.
Sleep is hard.
You know, but back to the priority management thing. And one thing that can help you and help other people is to log.
Yeah.
Log your time, okay? So if you're feeling overwhelmed in your schedule, whether you are prioritizing things or you are just setting your schedule, mm-hmm. is to take a diary of what an entire week looks like for you. So how much time do you spend studying? How much time do you spend eating? How much time do you spend going to class? How much time do you spend going to work? How much time do you spend binging Netflix? How much time do you spend on social media? And at the end of that week, you will have an entire log of where your time mm-hmm. is going and where your priorities need to be. Because we may not think about the fact that some of us spend an inordinate amount of time in the bathroom, right? Or that some of us spend way too much time in driving. Mm-hmm. You know, these are the things that take up time that maybe there's something we can do to help that. In other cases, we can't. But
yeah, I limit my social media because I noticed this winter break, I would spend like, I'm not going to lie, 6 or 7 hours on social media, which is
straight? Like,
no.
Oh, like,
just throughout the day.
That's a lot.
Okay, boomer, calm down.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm on the TikTok. I'm on the Insta. I'm on the Facebook.
Of course you're on Facebook. You're an old man.
Have an old school MySpace page out there somewhere that probably still exists.
Dude, my mom still uses AOL.
Hey, I still have a Hotmail account.
Not a Hotmail.
Yeah.
Is that where all your junk mail goes?
100%.
Look. Yep. The amount of emails I am getting is astronomical. Like, it is, I tried to unsubscribe and then I kind of gave up. I was like, well, you know,
it is. You got to have a trash email and you got to have your personal email and then you have your professional email.
I know. Well, my professional email is rarely used, but my like personal email is transitioning to Google, because Yahoo is just flooded with trash emails at this point. And I'm like, you know what? We'll just move it.
So. But there's lots of resources out there. Check it out, you know. And back to what was said in the LU Shade Room, which sometimes that stuff's legit and sometimes it's not. But that comment is 100% legit, where if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling way beyond your capacity, go talk to somebody. And maybe this is the first time you've ever ventured out to have a conversation with a professional counselor or therapist. And hey, Lynnwood students, it's free for you. So why would you not pass that up? And you can have a multitude of conversations. Another thing is, too, you can have conversations with your faculty. You can have conversations with people in areas like the SAS area and first-year programs. Love to talk to you about time management, priority management, how you can kind of get your life straightened out and on the right track to feeling better about what you're doing and just to have a more balanced life. But I do think it's really, really important to take that time for you, especially when you're feeling completely stressed out. And a big thing that you can do is take 5 minutes and just breathe.
Yeah.
And we take that for granted. Like, we don't understand how much weight we carry. But if we just stop, close your eyes for 5 minutes, be conscious of what's around you, take a deep breath a few times, you're going to feel 1,000 times better about what's going on.
I'm not going to lie. If I did that right now, I'd cry. I'm not joking.
And maybe crying is what you need to do.
No.
And crying is crying is a healthy outlet.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, like, even as you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, some people don't feel comfortable going to a therapist, and that is completely fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, what you can do is find your friend, find your family member who you know won't judge you and won't, you know, be judgmental or say things that, like, kind of dis-something your feelings.
Right. They don't.
Discount your feelings.
They make you feel like your feelings aren't valid.
Yeah. Right. One of the things my mom is a fixer. Like, if I tell her a problem, she is a fixer type of person. She's like, okay, you're having a problem. Here are the ways to combat your issues. And I have lots of friends who have that same type of relationship with friends, family, parents, that sort of thing. If you are not looking for a fix, just someone to listen to, be clear. I sometimes go to Justin and be like, look, I don't need a fix. I just need to vent. And he's like, okay. I do it to my friends. I'm like, I'm not here for a fix. And then sometimes I am there for a fix. Like, right now, I am stressed about internships. Last year, I didn't stress about internships till April. And so logically, I understand that I will be fine. But I just, like, applied to 4 internships in, like, an hour because I am constantly afraid that I'm going to fail. Is it logical? No. And did I spend 5 minutes venting to Justin about my fear? Yes. Did he provide a fix? No, because I didn't want that.
It was 6 minutes, but it's fine.
Oh, my goodness. You really kept count? You're like, all right, no. 1, 2,
time management.
3. Oh, are you doing the time management thing? How long does it take you to drive? How long are you spending
15
driving?
Minutes from door to door.
Yeah, but you also have to pick up your kids. You should.
No, I drop Natalie off at the bus stop, and I wait till she gets on the bus, and then I leave.
Do your dogs go with you?
No.
Okay, have you seen those videos of the parents and the dogs who pick up their kids, and the kids are super excited to see their dogs? It's so wholesome.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh. My other favorite one is ranching people who, like, bring their cows to go pick up their kids or ride their horses. Yeah. I think that'd be so cool.
I mean, if I got home to pick Natalie up, my daughter, up from the bus stop, I sometimes would bring the dogs up there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Addie is our rescue dog. She's scared of everything.
Oh, poor baby.
And then Moose is just, he's 13 years old, so he's really old.
He's an old man.
Yeah, so even walking up the street is kind of a lot for him.
You should get a red wagon. Have you?
I can't get him in the red wagon because his back legs are so sore.
No, just pick him up.
He's huge. He's a chocolate lab.
Dude, like, I have a 75-pound dog that I will happily pick up and hold like a baby. Does she like it? No. But is she adorable? Yeah.
Wow.
Berlin loves it.
The dogs love it, though, when they get home. So
oh, my goodness. Go crazy. They'll go crazy. You know, that's the nice thing about dogs is they love their humans. It's like the best thing on earth. And did I tell you what happened when my mom left for a work vacation or a work?
Didn't you say something like the dog was really upset?
Dude, like this dog, she was she did not eat very much. She did not drink very much. She did not want to go potty. She didn't want to live her life. She was in a new environment with cows and turkeys and many different types of things. These are things she doesn't normally see. And all she did was sleep. It was really heartbreaking. Like, she slept for 3 days straight because she was so sad that my mom left. And then when she got back, she was attached to my mother at the hip. And if she left to go get something from her car, she would cry. And I was like, Mom, I think you traumatized the dog.
I know dogs love their humans, and some dogs love more humans than others. Like, my dog, Addie, loves my wife. Mm-hmm. Like, she'll sit on the couch and put her head on my wife's lap. If I'm sitting on the couch and it's just me and Addie, Addie will come onto the couch and give me her butt. Like, that's the difference, right? So.
Wow. Well, I guess she wants you to scratch her butt. Do you scratch the butt? Maybe it's the favorite part she likes to show to you.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, maybe you give better butt scratches and your wife gets better head scratches.
I don't think that's it.
You never know. Berlin loves to give me her tummy. She loves the tummy rubs. And I'm like, oh. And her ears are floppy. Dobermans are normally supposed to have cut ears because they get really bad ear infections, and that's the best way to keep their ears from getting ear infections. But we decided not to.
I had a Doberman growing up.
You did? Yeah. What was your Doberman's name?
General.
General? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Was General, like, aggressive? No. Or
he was a really nice dog.
I know. I hate the fact that people associate, like, big dogs like Dobermans or Rottweilers or Great Danes with aggressive dogs. But I think oftentimes, like, movies kind of showcase it that way.
Totally.
And
Dobermans they're mean-looking dogs. But
did I ever tell you what happened when Berlin was just a baby? Mm-mm. So we had just rented a house because we just sold our house and we were trying to find a new house. So we were renting a house and there was no fence in the backyard. So the people were building the fence. And Berlin, who was maybe a couple months old, was on her leash with a stick in the ground, just running around. And I guess the workers were outside of the fence just trying to eat lunch. One guy opens the door, looks at Berlin and says, nope, and runs back away. And I'm like, she is a puppy. What do you think she's going to do? But just the idea of being alone with a Doberman terrifies them. I'm just like, okay.
Some people are scared of dogs, and some people love dogs. And that's why ESAs, if people have the right documentation, mm-hmm. and they actually have an animal who has been a trained ESA animal, mm-hmm. I think they're really beneficial.
Absolutely. But it's also important to distinguish ESA is not service animals.
Correct.
Because they don't have the same rights. And it is incredibly essential that ESAs are only allowed at places dogs are allowed at.
Correct.
There is a ton of videos and a ton of people who have had dogs, like service animals, that are there to provide services that are trained and have been attacked by other dogs and are no longer able to work because that's traumatizing. And like my friend has a son who requires a service animal. They paid probably $5,000 or $6,000 for that service animal.
Wow.
He provides health. So he has a disability in which he like moves a lot and hits himself. Mm. And so his dog is able to sense that and then protect the child from himself.
Yep.
And so those are like essential like health things that they need. Right. And if that dog was to get traumatized, they would have to spend, because if it's too traumatized to be in public and to provide the services needed, it is technically retired. And they would have to spend another $5,000-$6,000 on a service animal.
Yeah, there's a lot of training that goes into those animals. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but animals are a great stress reliever. I mean, that's why during like stress relief weeks and things like that on campus, they bring the dogs on.
Or the cow.
Yeah, or the cow. Or Llamas, things like that. So
some people are traumatized by llamas because they spit. Oh, wait, that's camels.
But, you know, it all comes down to, I think, taking care of yourself.
Yes.
Prioritizing what's really important to you, making sure that you're part of those priorities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And when it comes to, you know, needing someone to talk to, there are resources and people available to you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's about stopping and taking that deep breath for 5 minutes in and out, just
and
closing your eyes, crying if you need to, write down your feelings and throw them away.
Yeah.
Finding a healthy outlet to your emotions and to what's going on. The worst thing you can do is bottle it up and then take it out on yourself or somebody else around you. Talk to somebody, do something, prioritize your time, but again, prioritize you more than anything else. Yep.
All right. Well, this was fun. We have taught myself and the listeners how to better time manage. You know what? I'm going to do the diary and I'll update you all on how much time I'm spending in life.
Nice. Yeah. Look at the time. That was quick.
I know. All righty. Well, thank you so much for listening. Remember, we are available where you listen to podcasts, all of the platforms.
Same time, same place.
Same time, same place.
Grr.
You don't do it right.
Rawr.
Rawr.